Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's start with our story for today. The title of today's program is Temporary Comfort, The Heritage. It took a while for Fred to get over the experience with Maggie and her husband, John. Yes, Fred had his own issues. After all, he just lost the love of his life, or at least she was taken away by her husband. So Fred sought a temporary comfort in the presence of Courtney. One day, in the early afternoon at work, Fred called Courtney. He wanted to see if she was available to meet with him later that evening. After receiving Fred's call, Courtney said yes, and would then get herself ready to go to his condo. So, in response to his call, Courtney made the 20-minute drive from her home to Fred's place later that afternoon. It was a Friday, so Courtney was sure that her husband wouldn't return home anytime soon because he usually worked very late on the weekends, being part owner of a local hotel. When Courtney arrived at Fred's condo, he invited her in and welcomed her. Then he guided her out the back door through a screened-in enclosure and onto an elevated deck immediately beyond the enclosure. They sat on a large leather-covered, cushiony bench and saw the vast ocean in front of them. Fred offered Courtney some pizza that he had just heated, and soon they were sitting there appreciating the view and taking advantage of the slight breeze coming in off of the water. It was a perfect setting, for it had been a crisp, clear day. It was perfect to witness the magnificent sunset on the ocean horizon that would soon occur. While being a native of the islands, who had beheld the wonders of the ocean all her life, Courtney always enjoyed watching the rolling waves flowing onto the shore. They provided such a tranquil, serene feeling of comfort and security, something she lacked, by the way, in her life with her husband. She mentioned briefly her issues with husband Gates to Fred, but the details would not come until later. Courtney first talked to Fred about the experiences she had while growing up. One of the first things Courtney wanted to talk about was her time spent with her mother Sarah, which brought back painful memories. Courtney told how her mother was addicted to drugs and often was not there for her. Her mother's life of drug use provided an uncertain and shaky foundation for her childhood, and for the rest of her life, for that matter. So, Courtney was exposed to a dysfunctional home life, one that ultimately led to her entering a foster care facility. But fortunately, her time there was short, because her Aunt Sue, who was a mature, unmarried Christian lady, took her in and became her legal guardian. Her aunt did her best to teach Courtney the golden rule of God's commandments for her life, but Courtney rejected instruction from her aunt. For the most part, Aunt Sue could only pray for her niece. She prayed, many times in silence, that eventually she would turn her life around. Courtney managed to graduate from high school, but after that, she got involved with the wrong crowd and began to live a life in prostitution to make ends meet. That's right, she sunk about as low as you could get. But she still had a desire to have a wholesome physical relationship with someone, anyone she felt she would have an opportunity to love, and to have that love returned to her. Yes, once Courtney graduated and left home, whatever influence her aunt had over her was now long gone, except for those secret prayers that her aunt continued to make on her behalf. Meanwhile, Fred tried to encourage Courtney and told her that she had so much to give to the world. He said to her, just look forward and not dwell on past mistakes. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another nonfictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. After Courtney finished telling Fred sad stories about her time growing up, first with her mother Sarah, and then with her aunt Sue, she realized that it was kind of depressing for him. So she quickly changed the subject and started talking about the more uplifting aspects of her life, which dealt mainly with her Malaysian heritage. As they continued to sit on the deck, just prior to sunset, her stories now were more inspirational, although foreign to Fred, as she talked about her culture. That is, her Malaysian culture, one that Fred was totally unfamiliar with, having grown up on the south side of Chicago. Fred decided to get his music box system, which included CD and radio components, and listen to some smooth jazz. They would sit there, sometimes without saying a word to one another for minutes at a time, just listening to the songs being played, and having the now barely perceptible sound of the ocean waves providing a background melody. As they both sat there listening to the selections, Fred meditated on Maggie and his remembering her husband, John. As for Courtney, she no doubt had her own thoughts, serious thoughts about her marriage to Gates that had rapidly taken a downward turn in recent years. To combat these thoughts, she asked Fred to turn to this particular station that played Malaysian selections. So he did just that. As they listened for a while, twilight transitioned into early night. It took some time for Fred to appreciate the music he was now listening to, but after a while he began to realize that the songs were as soothing to his spirit as the jazz selections they had listened to earlier. Then two songs were played. They were particularly interesting to Fred.
涙がこぼれないように思い出す春の日、ひとりぼっちの夜、上を向いて歩こう、にじんだ星を数えて思い出す夏の日、ひとりぼっちの夜、幸せは雲の上に、幸せは空の涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く、ひとりぼっちの夜。悲しみは星の影に、悲しみは月の影に、上を向いて歩こう、涙がこぼれないよ、泣きながら歩く、ひとりぼっちの夜、ひとりぼっちの夜。
To fall, but it's all in the game, all in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words and your future's looking thin, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart away.
Soon he'll be there at your side
with a sweet bouquet. your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
After Fred heard these selections, he asked Courtney about that first song being sung entirely in a foreign language. Courtney responded by saying that the song was about the setting sun and how peaceful it is in the evening and at night when the winds are not as strong blowing onto the land as they are during the day. She continued to say, "You know what, Fred? I learned a while back, actually it was when I took a geography class back in high school, that at night land breezes blow out onto the ocean. And when this happens, the ocean waves are not as strong as they roll in onto the beach at night. So yeah, it means peace upon the shore," as she continued to tell Fred. "It creates a calm at night that may not be apparent during the day," she continued to say. Fred was mystified by Courtney's answer, actually impressed of her knowledge of the subject, but did not pursue the matter any further. He simply said to her, "That's interesting," then proceeded to get them both more pizza from the kitchen. When he returned, they continued to sit on the deck under what was now a starlit sky. At that point, he thought of something he wanted to introduce Courtney to. It related to his own upbringing and heritage, back in the projects of Chicago's South Side neighborhoods. So, Fred retrieved a song from his large collection that was a remake of that last song that was played on the Malaysian station. It was a more recent version of the song that was played often back in the day in his neighborhood while he was still in high school. Given his tears of love recently shared for Maggie, the song had special significance. Because of his experience with Maggie and her husband John, Fred shed many tears and began to wonder and ask the question, "This thing called love, is it only a game?"
But it's all in the game, all in the wonderful game that we know is love. You had worked with him, and your future looking kind of dim. But these things your heart can rise above.
Oh, yes. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side.
Your heart will fly away. Come on, say it now.
Did it? Did it? Oh, yeah.
Then he'll kiss your.
After listening to this song, Fred realized, though his future with Maggie looked dim, he would rise one day. His heart would fly again in love if he would only keep the faith. Yes, this song reflected not only Fred's heritage, but also his love life at the time. He did think that he was in a game of sorts, even a love triangle in his relationship with Maggie that also included her husband, John. After sharing this musical selection with Courtney, Fred decided to share one more song with her. It was a song that was quite appropriate, as the twilight over the islands had now transitioned into a starlit night. The both of them were more than ready for love. Love that had currently escaped both of their lives. They just continued to sit there, gazing at the white waves of the ocean pounding the sand and, oh yeah, that starlit sky above. After listening to a few more selections on the Malaysian station, Courtney decided it was time for her to leave and return home. Before Fred took his music box back inside, there was a radio special announcement for an upcoming thunderstorm on the way. Well, it sure didn't look like a storm was coming to Fred. It was still so peaceful, so quiet, except, of course, for the ocean waves pounding the shore, and the glitter of the stars was still evident. Before long, they both were back inside the condo. As Courtney was getting ready to leave, she felt a certain obligation to Fred. Having given Fred an emotional description of her childhood, as well as some of her Malaysian heritage, she told him, "Fred, I've always wanted to tell you this." But before she could finish her statement, Fred pointed a finger to his throat and said to her, "Oh, Courtney, some of the pizza I was eating must have gone down the wrong way." While struggling to get his words out, Fred had begun to cough like crazy. He then excused himself and went to the kitchen to get some water. Unfortunately, we'll have to wait until next time to find out what Courtney wanted so desperately to tell Fred, as well as his physical condition as he tried to clear his throat. Stay with us, and the announcer will now give you some useful information. But remember, there's always more. More good things coming your way.
Storytelling Time comes to you every week with exciting inspirational stories about people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes miraculous. Why not join the fun? Yes, we can all add an extra dimension to our lives by reading about what others are going through. You'll be surprised to learn that their experiences are similar to some of your own. Today's story only includes portions of Dr. Porter's book, Heaven Can't Wait. Other details of the story could not be shared today because of the limitation of time. Why not read the whole account of the story? Just go to the website, williamporterlife.com, to receive information on how to order this book, as well as other books written by Dr. Porter. Yes, there's always more. More good news to read. Life in the Spirit. Miracles in the lives of ordinary people. Heaven Can't Wait, the sequel.